alive. It is my pleasure to be with you all. I'm Lena Mermont back with my show. And today we decided to have a personal show, meaning that I will be with my son, Julian Lampert, who is a producer, and you already know him quite well. He's a musician. Just the last few programs, he was in a capacity as a performer, composer, and a musicologist. So today, I decided to catch up with my own son, even though we are living together, but I don't have this privilege to speak with him too often because we don't have any exceptions from having this multitask life, as all of us do, whether we want it or not. But it is my genuine pleasure, actually, to have a dialogue with my son and to have this multi-dialogue with all of you. I don't have particular topics for today's program, and I just wanted to show some, perhaps, my own conflicting ideas, something which I hope will reach your hearts, minds. I hope you will share with me some of your own thoughts. We always welcome calls. Your written comments are very carefully examined, and we always appreciate any feedback. I wanted to also to say that BBS Radio actually became even a greater station, and we have a number of indications of enlarging audience with gaining some younger listeners. And that perhaps makes my soul very, very warm, especially the times we're living in. So I wanted to thank BBS and thank those handsome brothers who are selflessly providing all their services to us demanding hosts. And on this note, I'd like to shift into our show. Obviously, no one can separate himself or herself from absolutely devastating news, especially the last few hours, learning about this Malaysian airline, which was carrying 285 people on Boeing 777. It was routed from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. And we're not going to go into any kind of details because news and investigation is on the way. And we only wanted to share our profound condolences with the world, who was shaken again by one of the worst devastation everyone can imagine. I like personally to express my very troublesome feeling, which has to do with not be able to catch a breath almost in between one tragic event and another one. It looks as if we're living in a climate of perpetual challenges. It looks and feels as if our souls, minds are overly burdened by worldly events. And somehow, somewhere, we need to find this wisdom, this courage, if not to handle it, but at least to cope with that. And I will shift my gears of this sharing to Julian, my son, and I will ask him to contemplate about our world today. Not much to surprise, not much to open some particularly new ideas, but to give you all confidence that whatever you are going through is profoundly human. It is welcome for sharing. And on this note, Julian, I will certainly shift, as I mentioned, my gears to you. What are your thoughts and what are your comments? Let's have this dialogue.
I'm frankly very concerned because it's if someone would say to us, if someone were to make a prediction that in a region in the Ukraine, in the region that is already so incredibly troubled, extremely unstable, that there would be an air disaster, if some person would actually predict that, then we wouldn't even take such a prediction seriously. We would maybe not laugh it off, but dismiss it as being complete gibberish. And that's exactly what happened. And it almost is like a worst case scenario where you have already a very, very tense situation that of all the places that this tragic crash could have taken place, obviously it would have been better if it didn't happen, but of all the places that it should crash exactly in this very, very troubled territory, is something that I've been really haunted by for most of the day. And it's a very strong reminder that with all of the incredible technologies that we have in science and engineering, we still struggle with certain issues. We struggle with our human condition, with a lot of the same problems that we've had for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I'm very hopeful. I'm an optimist. Actually, hopeful is not the right word. I am actually convinced that we will continue to improve. But what happened today is a reminder that we still have a very long way to go. And I hope that what happened is not just it is not just going to exacerbate an already very tense situation, but even more, what I hope is that somehow they will find answers, and maybe even a solution. Excuse me. Or if not a solution, a resolution, since this air crash did not happen overseas, as apparently the other Malaysian air disaster happened, but it happened over land. And we know much, much less than we there's a lot more that we do not know than what we know. And we just have to be very, very careful about jumping into any kind of conclusions, especially considering the political situation that's extremely regrettable and really unnecessary. So my thought is that we have to be very, very careful. very mindful. And the next 72 hours will be extremely important. And I think that my pure gut feeling is that by the end of next week, we will have at least a little bit more clarity about what happened.
What is so sad that when trying to find out more about different countries, different cultures, but it looks as if we have mostly tragic roots to learn about them. And the purpose of this program, not to create some kind of depressing, heavy cloud, even though it does sound like this, but just to share a few thoughts and considerations that we are, as a human, so incredibly well connected digitally, but it looks as if we're becoming more and more disconnected on a personal level. There is another place in the world which is extremely inflamed, and this is Israel and Gaza. And what was said to me, that number of people I spoke to don't even have a clue where geographically those countries and all those locations are taking place, which makes me feel very, very concerned, because it's a one thing to have economical challenges. It's a one thing to be smart, to be very diligent, flexible, be open to adapt to new professional and technical world. But this is another thing where human responsibilities should be above all. And I'm very concerned, because that is not what is happening. And I believe that if indeed we would have some means of, almost I would say, word forcing ourselves to stretch, to reach, and to be more brave in discovering another personal life, to show this natural instinct of communication, to reopen the door to the renaissance of human exchange. I think that's the key to, if not to solve, but to at least be on a way to the future of the world. Because right now, it is quite stressful. I call that number of our problems are wrong problems. What do I mean by wrong problems? I mean that there are problems which are respected. There are certain things which we as a human have to handle in every minute or everyday basis. But there are so many side effects, so many negativity, and so disproportional amount of human very dark characteristics like jealousy, greed, that one is wondering where our minds are starting and where our minds and souls are going. I hope Julian will continue with his wisdom and his thoughts, But I think it's a good time for us to listen to some music, which always makes things more comfortable, or at least reflects and help us to make connections, to be freer, to be extremely open with no threats, with no challenges, just to be ourselves. And I know that Julian is searching for certain particular kind of music. I personally feel that he could have already made his selection, but he is always very particular, very detailed, and therefore I'm just waiting for his choice, because I made mine, but that's less of important. And I think we are ready to enter into the musical world before Lena Life will be continued in a few moments.
Just heard a waltz written by, actually I wrote the waltz, and I wrote it for the legendary Olympic figure skating pair Ludmila and Oleg Protopopov, who performed using this music. We will take a brief commercial break, listening to a message from our sponsor, Calvary Hospital.
And then I certainly like for Julian to continue where I left, so I do not want to confuse you all that there was a bit of a disconnection. We just have this natural flowing conversation. And I'm coming back to the commercial about Calvary Hospital.
Dear Calvary Hospital, my dad was at the end of his life, suffering from pancreatic cancer. I knew there was only one place that could relieve his pain and ours as well, Calvary Hospital. His wish was to die at home, so it was Calvary Home Hospice that provided Dad with the quality of life he deserved, filled with exceptional comfort and warmth. He passed on with dignity and grace, and we were all there with him. A year later, my mom needed the same Calvary care. And once again, Calvary's expert home hospice staff was there for us. My parents gave me unqualified love their entire lives. There was no better way for me to return this love than with Calvary's care. Yours truly, Deborah DiGregorio.
This is Frank Calamari, president of Calvary Hospital. Our world-renowned hospice program brings our expert end-of-life care right into your home. Call us at 718-518-2465.
Now back to our program. Welcome back. This is Lena Live, coming to you from New York, and of course, patched in to our friends and colleagues at BBS Internet Radio. I'm Julian Lampert, and this is hosted by Professor Lena Miermont, who happens to be my mother. And we're having a reflective dialogue, which we actually didn't particularly plan in terms of the subject matter. We wanted to actually touch on some science and reflect on some of the guests that we had, and in fact, guests whom we're going to have starting next week. We have an exciting lineup of some remarkable individuals in this world whom we've been privileged to interview, and we wanted to reflect about that for today's show. And the reason for our improvised change of direction is, of course, because of this terrible air tragedy that happened over the Ukraine, the Malaysian airliner. And it certainly casts a shadow over our society in how this disaster happened in a region, as we were discussing before the break. This occurred in a region that has already been so troubled, and one couldn't imagine a more worst case scenario than an international flight crashing at the very, very heart of this conflicted region. So we have to, as with really everything in life, we need to take this very philosophically and be extremely mindful of the fact that, as we were saying earlier, that with all of the technologies that we have, there should be really no reason to be struggling, suffering through problems that continue already, as they have already continued to plague us for hundreds of years. Problems which, with our technologies, can be avoided. And, of course, we have come a long way. A lot of extraordinary progress in science have enabled us to maybe not eradicate problems, but certainly minimize them by huge degrees. And we're unbelievably lucky, more lucky than we're in the position to realize, of what we have versus even not so long ago, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago, living in a totally different world where our lives are now dependent not only on planet Earth, but our lives depend on outer space because of the satellites that circle the planet. So with such incredible progress and such unbelievable state-of-the-art technologies, we should not be having these kinds of issues that are plaguing us, such as the air disaster that happened. So I am taking this as being the sign of that we have quite a long way to go, and let's do everything that we can to prevent this from happening again.
Well, that was a very profound suggestion with the hope and objectivity, which I know I certainly hope that will take place in the near future. Let's try to shift a little gears to our brighter moments. And I just wanted to share with you a few coming up shows to energize your curiosity. And I'm not going to open all secrets, obviously, because secrets will be opened during the show. But I just will share with you some of my enthusiasm, because preparing for this show, but actually meeting those individuals, were almost on the border of magic. One of the show will be with a nearly 100 years old doctor. His name is Dr. Fred Comero. And we will be talking about heart life. He is one of the most passionate pioneer of discovering trans fats. And we will be talking about how we can save ourselves from heart attack, from plugging our arteries with some damaging substance. And we'll be talking about things which you all know already quite well, but there will be some clarification and some very intriguing, to myself at least, description of what is good and what is bad. We will be talking about cholesterol as our friend, believe it or not, but we will be certainly very well advised what we're supposed to do and how we can treat cholesterol as our friend, but not as an enemy. With all of that, I will also mention that we will be having another discussion with Dr. Naiman, who is, I call, the best sleep scientist. We will be talking about deprivation of dreams, the concept which is so incredibly interesting. We will be learning more about our minds. We will be learning about subtleties and power of sleeping pattern. Yes, we know that sleep is extraordinarily important. This sounds like a boring cliche, but we will be talking about some idiosyncrasies which will explain to us many things which we really don't know. And I was quite mesmerized once I learned about his science and his association with other function of our human body. And on this note, actually, I think I will ask you if you can give us another a little appetizer in form of music. And then actually I like to talk a little bit more about our sponsor, Calvary Hospital. which is extremely noble institution. And I like to share my personal experience with one of the legend whose last hours, in fact, were in the hospital. But I was so enlightened by his personality, by his radio accomplishments, that I think it will have much brighter colors and much brighter moods than actually reputation of this hospital, which obviously connected to the sadness. But I like to bring some very strong and powerful human mission of this place. I think we're ready now to jump into the music. Then we will continue our conversation. This is Lena Live. I'm Lena Mirmont with my producer and also my son, Julian Lampert, who is kindly providing us with another composition of his. You certainly took us to much more transparent and lighter keys of life. I do appreciate that. Your comments?
That was a bossa nova that I wrote, and I was inspired by the World Cup in Brazil, which was pretty extraordinary. I didn't have a chance to really watch any of it, but it's always very inspiring, especially when the World Cup actually takes place in Brazil. That's really like the Olympics.
No, actually, we did watch. So you just so busy, you don't remember. But this electrifying historic event, impossible to miss. So we did watch a few games, and of course this incredible drama which took place between Germany and Brazil certainly took the whole world by surprise. And yes, we did watch, so forgive me, but I need to correct you and to make sure that this family is up to the events. Didn't mean to interrupt you, just wanted to make something clear.
Well, you watched a lot more than I did. Actually, what's very funny about the World Cup that I really did watch very little of it, but you watched much more. The 2 or 3 minutes that I watched it was quite incredible, because I was on a lunch break after rehearsal, and this place where I had lunch had a TV where they were, of course, broadcasting the World Cup. And while I was watching, I think, well, since we're on the air, I don't want to make a mistake here. So I'll just say that I think this was Italy against England. I believe it was the Italians who shot the most unbelievable goal, where one player made this spectacular kick halfway across the field, and then the guy right in front of the goal used his head to bounce the ball right into the goal. And it was just unbelievable. I just was incredibly lucky to catch that moment. And after that happened, the place where I was having lunch just exploded. It was incredible. So it was nice to see that soccer is what was being watched in America so passionately, because we haven't really thought of soccer being as part of our world here as other sports. So that was very exciting.
I think we are certainly trying to cross all continents in terms of emotions and our thoughts. Life is going on, thankfully. And therefore, in spite of tragedies, we as a human have a tremendous capacity to remember, to participate, and to enjoy very, very memorable events. In fact, in sadness can be some very light and very crisp, transparent memories, in some great losses, we still have ability to remember and to contemplate. And I like to talk a little bit more about our sponsor, Calvary Hospital. We certainly already had very memorable interviews, and you had an opportunity to hear them. I wanted to share one personal memory I had there. Ira Kleinman was a legend in radio life. He truly deserves to be called one of the greatest radio personalities, who devoted himself to just every spectrum of life, joy. And his programs were marked as one of the most classic and colorful programs about food, about people, about history. He had his own audience, and I had privilege to meet him. In fact, I met him, unfortunately, a little bit too late, when his days of life were numbered. I, however, remember my conversation with him, and this radio personality never dies. And memory about Ira always will be as a fantastic example how radio personality is becoming our friend, how we're looking forward to this voice, how we're looking forward to that particular program and information. I still remember what he talked about, olive oils, how he talked about oysters, how he talked about certain personalities. He combined taste with characters. And all of this took place inside of Calvary Hospital. So I'm very grateful that we became part of this institution, and I'm looking forward to further and deeper association with this place. Julian, any thoughts, or what is our next chapter?
Our next chapter is for next week. We're going to have a very exciting and remarkable chapter where we're going to listen to Nobel Prize winning physician Dr. Thomas Sudhoff, who won the Nobel Prize in 2013. And he shared it with two other physicians whose names I don't remember, but we're going to have all of this information of course, on our website, where you can always find all information about our programs. That's on miremondarts.org on the Lena Live radio page. So we will have, as I was saying, Dr. Suthoff as our first guest, and our second guest is going to be Dr. Joan Vernikos. She is the former director of life sciences at NASA. And Dr. Vernikos wrote an extraordinary book about movement and how movement heals. And in this book, she talks about the poisons of sitting. And the book is basically about how to use the force of gravity to our advantage. And she wrote this book from the perspective of a space scientist. And she worked with the likes of Senator John Glenn, among many other legendary astronauts. So two extraordinary guests are lined up for next week. And later this season, we're also going to be speaking with Sir Richard Roberts, another Nobel laureate, who is a biochemist and molecular biologist who is based out of Massachusetts. He's the chief scientific officer of New England Biolabs. And we had a remarkable conversation with him. So we will broadcast that interview. And actually, we're going to speak with him again later this summer. And the other guest whom we had a very fascinating conversation with is Dr. David Gallo of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. He really seemed to us like a philosopher, not just a scientist. So we have a very remarkable season of shows that are coming up. And once again, please check out all of our details at miremondarts.org. That's miremondarts, that's all one word, .org.
And on this quite diversified radio schedule, Julian, thank you for making it so interesting, promising, and mostly important, diversified. I just wanted to inject one little thing that among all this very challenging activities, Julian Lampert was commissioned by Professor Yella Atomer, who is a professor of Boston University, and also superb flutist, student of great Rompal. So Julian was commissioned to write a piece for flute and chamber orchestra. And in fact, the first movement of it already took place. It was premiere in Massachusetts just a few weeks ago. So we're all looking forward to hear the whole piece. And on this musical note, again, I like to conclude our program by thanking you all for listening. And for the very last note, I will shift again to Julian, who will conclude our today's program.
And actually, before we conclude it, let's once more hear from Calvary Hospital, our sponsor.
Dear Calvary Hospital, James Lee was a true hero. Saving lives was something he always wanted to do, whether as a paratrooper for the 82nd Airborne or as a New York City fireman. They called him Jimmy. I was proud to call him Dad. But when terminal illness ravaged his body, this man's man knew that this was one life that could not be saved. Not even by me, an experienced nurse. It just wasn't fair that he had to suffer like this. But then Calvary stepped in. You relieved his enormous pain and not only gave him the peace and comfort he deserved, but you also gave me and my family a chance to enjoy his final days, smiling and laughing, together one last time. How can we ever forget what you mean to us? Yours truly, Colleen Lee.
This is Frank Calamari, president of Calvary Hospital, where life continues. Call us at 718-518-2000. Thank you.
We are just coming to the end of our broadcast for today, where I had a chance to hang out with my mom, because we don't have a chance to do that off the air, and we managed to make the time and have a conversation together on the air. It's really pretty incredible how complex and multi-twined, we can say, life these days have become, that even with our beloved ones living underneath a mutual roof, we still have difficulty making time. So it's a good thing that we have this radio program, which gives us no choice but to make that time. I'll make a correction. There is actually always a choice. Always there is a choice. And I am grateful that we have made the choice to have this show. And this season, we are running into our third year, which is really remarkable for us. So quite thrilled about it. And we're thrilled about having you listen to us and participate in this conversation and this continuous dialogue that we have with the world as we listen to the world speak to us. Thank you very much for joining us on Lena Live. I'm Julien Lampert.
And I'm Lena Mirmond. Until very, very soon.
See you next week. Bye for now. Thank you.